We're going to call the October 11, 2012 Code Enforcement Board meeting to order. Madam Secretary, if you'll call roll, please.
Ms. Kundig?
Here.
Ms. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Stevens is here. He's walking in. Mr. Smart?
Here.
And yes. Mr. Harrington was previously excused from this meeting last month, and Mr. Bourne's office called that he would not be able to attend today.
Can we add a little excuse him?
Chair, would entertain a motion excusing Mr. Harrington.
So moved.
And Mr. Bourne's his absence.
Mr. Bourne's, yeah, he was previously excused.
Second. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign.
Did I get Mr. Smart? I think I did. Okay. And Mr. Stevens here as well.
Yes. Have all members of the board had the opportunity to view the September 13, 2012 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Are there any changes or corrections?
Moved to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Mr. Brown. Second was Ms. Kundig. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Has any member of the board had any ex parte communication with any party to any of the cases that we're going to hear today? Okay. Madam Secretary or Mr. Jackson, are there any announcements?
Mr. Stevens, we do have several announcements this morning for cases that are in compliance. We can start with number, I'll just read into the record the ones that are already on the agenda, if that's okay. Number three, CEB 0912-98, is in compliance as of October 1st, 2012. Case number four, CEB 0912-101, is in compliance as of October 9th, 2012. Case number six, CEB 0912-107, is in compliance as of September 28th, 2012. Case number eight, CEB 0912-110, is in compliance as of October 4th, 2012. Case number nine, CEB 10-12-115, is in compliance as of October 5th, 2012. Case number 11, CEB 10-12-117, is in compliance as of October 4th, 2012. Case number 12, CEB 10-12-118, is in compliance as of October 10th, 2012. Case number 13, CEB 10-12-119, is also compliance October 10th, 2012. Case number 14, CEB 10-12-120, is in compliance as of October 10th, 2012. And case number 16, CEB 10-12-122, is in compliance as of October 4th, 2012. That's a lot of speaking for me.
Really decreased our workload here.
Yeah. That's what I thought. We need a few minutes. You might
come. I don't see any counsel present. Okay. Oops. Sorry about that. Okay, we'll begin with the hearing of cases, beginning with case number one, which is CEB 051. Oh, yes, sorry about that. Will all members of city staff who will be testifying please come forward and be sworn?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony about to provide such a double truth and other double truth?
Okay, we'll hear our cases, beginning with case number one, which is CEB 051242, Dorothy Lutz Estate. The property is located at 115 Palm Place.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Barbara Collins. I'm with the City of Daytona Code Enforcement. We are here to amend this case one more time. They are on the Board of Adjustments agenda for October 18th. At that point, they will make the decision of whether they're going to grant his variance or not. If his variance is denied, I am told that he will pull a permit to demo the part that does not have the permit. The rear room enclosure that does not, that did not have the permit when it was built.
What,
so I guess we would amend it possibly to the next cutoff, or do we want to wait and do 2 months?
December,
to give him the time to...
Did you say they're on the agenda for November?
October 18th.
I would think, to be practical, December at least. Does that sound fair to you, Tony?
That way then he can pull the permits and demo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right, because if the variance is granted, he would need to...
He would get his permit and he would be in compliance. That's all it is right, to failure to obtain permit.
Okay. Hey, based on information testimony provided by the inspector, Ms. Collins, Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until December 5th, 2012 to come into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So move.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown. Second. Okay, by Mrs. Himes. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, a question. Why not November 1st?
Because they're on the... what was it, Barbara? Board of Adjustments?
Right, he's on the Board of Adjustments, and he's going to demo if it's not, which he would then have to apply for the demolition permit. If he's approved for the variance, he's going to turn around and get a permit issued, pretty much, in a few days after that.
How long would it take him to complete that process?
I don't know about the demolition. I mean, he would have to go and apply for a new permit.
I'm looking at the 18th,
Well, the 18th exceeds or is beyond the cutoff date of November 1st, and it's also beyond our meeting date of November 8th. So we're trying to allow...
If for some reason he has to go back to the Board of Adjustments, you know, because something's not completed, it just kind of...
They issue their order immediately, or is it after the
date? I would say with...
Unless it's changed days, the order immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
And I believe it's in fairness, Mr. Smart, to allow him at least to have the opportunity to be heard by the Board of Adjustments, and then we can come back the following month and take appropriate action, even if we have to amend, because he has the, he's in compliance if he gets the permit.
Okay.
If it takes longer than the, or beyond the 12-5 date, then we can amend again if necessary based on Ms. Collins' testimony or, you know.
Possibly the time period between the 18th of October and November 1st, and that's almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we'll know by December 5th if he has the if he's allowed the variance or not.
Hopefully, we know before then.
And I'm sure he'll be communicating with Barbara to advise as to whether or not he did receive it or not, because if he didn't, he'll demo the addition, and if not, he can talk to her and we can possibly extend it again if necessary. Mm-hmm. Just allow him the opportunity to do what he needs to do, either secure a permit or to demo the addition.
Okay.
And depending on what it is, the demo, I think the most difficult part, would you agree, Barbara, is basically just trying to get the permit because of the time.
Right.
So we can take care of it next month if necessary. Or he'll be in compliance.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Do you have any more, Barbara?
Thank you.
No. Case number 2 is CDB 091297, William S. Gay. The property is located at 29 South Oleander Avenue. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
My name is Officer Garcia. This is case property address 29 South Oleander Avenue. And the owner sent me an email stating that he was not going to be able to attend. But he should be at the, someone should be at the next one unless it should be in compliance before then. Okay. We were here to discuss a fine for a one-time fine for $250. But what happened was is they failed their inspection, right. And they scheduled a new one, and the new one's for tomorrow. Okay. So that's why we're amending. If they pass, we're good. If not, then we'll be looking for the fine next.
So we're amending until the next cutoff. Okay, based on information and testimony provided by the inspector, Mr. Garcia, Chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 1st, 2012 to bring the property into compliance or be returned to the board for consideration of a one-time administrative fee of $250.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smarrow. Are there questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. That's right. Did Danny leave? Did you want to finish yours up then? Oh, are they all done? Oh.
Number 10.
It would be case number 10. Case number 10 is CEB 1012116, Robert and, I guess it's Chantel Pesky. Property is located at 128 South Wild Olive Avenue.
My name is Officer Garcia. I'm employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer. My credentials are on file with the city. This is City of Daytona Beach versus Robert and Chantel Pesky. Property address 128 South Wild Olive Avenue. Parcel ID number 09-15-33-07-24-0080. And we are here for, this is actually going to be a non-compliance next cutoff. The owner also sent me an email stating from Canada that he's not able to attend, but he's hoping to come down next month and have everything in compliance. He has taken care of the broken windows. But everything else still remains.
If he's coming down next month, Danny, is the next cutoff going to be an appropriate date to allow him the opportunity to do the work and come down?
Well, it should be. I told him to because when he came down recently, last month, he was supposed to contact me and didn't. And all he did was repair the windows and left.
Okay.
So, I gave him a list. I sent him in an email a list of everything that needs to be done. And to contact me once it's done so that I can close it out.
Does he have anyone here working on his behalf at all?
No, he did have a maintenance guy that resided in one of the units. Okay. But what happened is that there was an issue with him and one of the tenants, and the police had them separated, and he's not allowed to be on the property. I think he's even left.
Okay. Based on information and testimony provided by the inspector, Chair would entertain a motion finding the respondent in noncompliance and allowing the respondent until November 1st, 2012, bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Smart. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Kundick. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign.
That's it for Danny.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. I think we're going to set a record today. Amy. Morning, David.
Good morning.
Case number 5 is CEB 0912102. I guess it's Tuja and K-Ball. LLC, DBA Heritage Inn. Property is located at 1100 South Ridgewood Avenue. We're here for consideration and of imposition of a fine. Excuse me.
David Newell, City of Daytona Beach Fire Department, Fire Inspector. Here to talk about case CEB 09-12-102, Tajal and Caval LLC, Heritage Inn versus the City of Daytona Beach. Since our last meeting last month, All the violations have been corrected. All the smoke detectors have been put in place. The signs have been placed on the building, and the electrical room has been corrected. The reason why I'm here today is I'm still keeping it open because he has additional smoke detectors that are not right that still have to come down. So the level of protection for the people that are going to stay at the hotel is back to where it's supposed to be per the code. But he has additional smoke detectors that are not hardwired that have to come down that do not work. He has not been able to take all of those down yet. I'm just going to, you know, amend to the next cutoff. So the level of protection from what was there before of no smoke detectors or smoke detectors that were not working, we currently have smoke detectors that are working and hardwired as required by code. Again, he just has other ones that don't work. He just basically has to take them down. That's it.
And if I remember correctly, David, last month, he seemed like he was being very cooperative and working diligently to get everything done.
Yeah, I've spoke with him a couple times on the phone. He's worked with me, called me, make sure I could come out. So, yeah, the communication between the manager and owner and myself have been good throughout. So that's why I'm asking just to amend to the next cutoff.
Okay.
Again, the level of protection has been increased to what it's supposed to be there.
Okay, great. Based on information and testimony provided by the inspector, Mr. Newell, the chair would entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until November 1st, 2012, to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine for $1,000 per day.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there questions or comments by members of the board?
Yes, please. So the self-closure devices on all the doors are fixed?
The actual state has just changed the law on that, and any exterior, as of October 1st, any hotel that has exterior access, which means you don't go into a corridor, okay, to actually get out, the self-closing doors are not required anymore. So, which is fine because it's 50% of the outside, that's fine. What's really important is definitely when you have the hotels where all of the, you know, you have a corridor in the center so that smoke can accumulate. Essentially, if something were to happen in one of those rooms, all the smoke's going to come out and go to the outside. What is concerning in a hotel where everything's on the inside is everything is going to stay on the inside if somebody leaves that. If that self-closure doesn't work, the smoke and the fire is going to come out. If that door does not close, it can impede into somebody else's hotel room or even what we find sometimes going to the stairwells up to other floors, which is what we prohibit or don't want done.
So in this hotel, all the doors lead to the outside?
That is correct. Every single door leads to the outside.
And that's not a safety issue not to have, I mean, it's we're just talking about fire safety?
I don't think it has anything to do with any other issues. I don't know their code as well,
fine.
To be honest with you, to give you an educated opinion.
This is just from my own information. Okay, so everything else is done. Can you tell me what the reason is for taking down why he has to take down the old smoke detectors?
What had happened is if you have a smoke detector that is there, it is required by law to work. Because of the size of the rooms, because it's only one room, you're only required one smoke detector and it's required to be hardwired. Mm-hmm. So he had many different fashions where he had some that were hardwired not working, some of them where they had put plates over the hardwired and put a non-hardwired one there, or the hardwired one was still there, and in addition to that, they had smoke detector ones here and there. So what I believe happened is after one kind of went bad or they heard it beeping, they just went and installed another one and left the other one there. If it's there, it has to work. So he had the option to either put a battery in it or take it down. So that's the part that's not done yet, and my suggestion was take it down because then you don't have to keep up with it.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And actually, from a safety perspective, the hard wire will be much better anyway, wouldn't it, David?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any additional questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Okay. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Okay. Case number 7. CEB 0912108, Mary Elizabeth Crosby Halt. Property is located at 1157 Ginsburg Drive. Here for consideration of an imposition of a fine. Morning, John.
Morning.
My name is John Stinson. I'm a code enforcement inspector employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number CEB 0912108, City of Daytona Beach versus Halt Mary Elizabeth Crosby. Property address is 1157 Ginsburg Drive. Parcel ID is 523-815-140110. The violation for this property is going to be outside storage of junk and debris, and as you can tell by the photographs, the violation still exists. I've had no contact with the property owner. I've had to post the property. I posted City Hall, and I sent a first-class letter. Still no response. We have already dealt with the lot clearance issue by issuing multiple lot clearances for this property. And the city is asking for $75 a day to be capped at $15,000 or until compliance is met.
Even your certified letter came back? Or?
Yes, it did.
John, did you say you've had no contact with him?
No contact at all.
Is the property occupied?
It does not appear to be.
It doesn't appear to be.
We checked to see if there was a death certificate.
I have checked and I haven't found anything. Okay. And no list pendants or anything like that, foreclosure. It's just sitting there.
And the cap again, John?
The cap's going to be
$15,000. Based on information testimony provided by the inspector, the chair would entertain a motion imposing a fine of $75 per day effective today, October 11, 2012, until compliance is achieved or until we reach the maximum amount of $15,000. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Other questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. John, just out of curiosity, how many times have we done the lot clearance there?
Currently, three times. And they're ready for another one.
Wow. They're going to add up. Okay. Case number 15 is CEB 1012121, George and Sayona Henderson. Property is located at 828 Magnolia Avenue. Thanks, John. Morning, Eddie.
Morning. Morning. Eddie Lopez, Daytona Beach Code Enforcement. City of Daytona Beach versus George and Sayona Henderson. Property address is 828 Magnolia Avenue. Parcel ID number is 3915-320-204-0160. Pictures, you're about to see are true and accurate. What I observed, this property is occupied. It has exterior peeling paint, may have some rotten wood. The roof is dilapidated and needs to be repaired. And removal of items stored outside. They have a sink that you can see in the front here. That's in the front that hasn't been removed and is still there as of yesterday.
Okay. Looks like the windows might need some work too, Eddie.
Yeah. Underneath the carport, the windows need to be repaired.
Okay. I noticed that you didn't include that in your order of the violation. It's not on here anyway. Says exterior wall paint peeling and damaged roof.
It's not on. My oversight then.
It appears to be a frame house. Is it structurally sound?
From the right of way, it doesn't seem like it seems like it's structurally sound, but it needs a lot of repair.
Okay. Next cutoff?
Yes, please.
Hey, do you want to bring back the carport? Do you want to include it with this?
Excuse me?
How do you want to handle the carport? Do you want to bring back another case?
Yeah, I'll print up another case. It's just a missight on the windows. I thought I'd cited them for that, but I guess not.
Okay. Based on information testimony provided by the inspector, Mr. Lopez, chair would entertain a motion finding respondent non-compliance and allowing respondent until November 1st, 2012. To bring the property into compliance, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Brown, second by Mr. Smart. Are there any questions or comments by members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Ed, before you leave, can you give us an update on that Broadnax case on Martin Luther King?
As a matter of fact, it's in compliance. He did a great job. He did bring everything up to code. Okay. It looks a lot better. Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot better. He did a good job.
Okay, great. That's good to know. Okay, it looks like we've concluded our cases.
30 minutes on the dot, Mr. Chair.
Amy, make a record of that. I'm just kidding.
Well, the question for the chair, is this a record for you?
It is. In my 8 years of being on the board, I don't think we've ever gotten done in 30 minutes.
Or less. Two cases last night, but I was floored tonight. We had two cases.
Wow.
And what was the compliance?
Wow. Is there any miscellaneous business, Ms. Kundig? Ms. Himes? Mr. Smart? Mr. Brown? Ms. Cicino? Mr. Jackson? Amy? Ms. Hampton, I should say.
Do you have any open cases? No, please open. Do you have any open cases with Peter Keating or case with him?
With the code?
Yeah. Case with Peter Keating? No.
No, this is stuff in the States.
Right.
He's being probated right now.
Anything, Mr. Brown? I do have one thing, and I'm kind of reluctant to bring this up. I'm very reluctant to bring it up because I don't.
Still
meeting?
Yes.
Yes. Sherry, did you have anything?
I just wanted to make sure. Did you fill out or did you want to continue?
I'm
going to
fill out.
Okay. And nothing else.
Okay. It's possible that I might be relocating, which means that I will not be the chairman, but don't count me out just yet. I'll let you know for sure. I was hoping to find out before today so I could let you all know personally